The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma Confession Box.
Okay, right. We got this one in yesterday. It's quite the mess. Go for it.
Sit yourselves down. We could be here for a while. Hi, Niall and Show. I really need some advice. I started in a new job about a year ago in a busy office. I soon learned that a big thing in the office is the charity bake, which happens once a month.
That's a lot.
Ooh, that's a big ask. Everybody makes something and they throw a few quid in for whatever the charity is.
Yeah, we do the charity bakes here quite a lot.
Not every month.
Not
but
every
like
month.
We do a good
maybe
few
2 months probably,
year,
yeah.
Now, I can't really bake at all, lads. I burn sponges. But I made an effort on my first outing and I did some iced buns. Okay. Simple enough. They were a little harder than expected, but I was proud of them and brought them in. The reaction wasn't good. The girls are very competitive in there. There was red velvet cakes and one girl made a banoffee. Everybody rates the dishes and comments on everything.
Ooh, the pressure.
One girl picked up my iced bun, sniffed it, winced a little and put it back down.
Oh God.
Wowzers.
Must have been bad.
So when it came to the next bake, I really wanted to impress and I wanted to put some of these competitive girls in their place. My friend works professionally doing wedding cakes and the like, so I ordered a tiramisu off her and bought it as my own and brought it as my own and said nothing. The reviews were glorious.
Brilliant.
And I could see a couple of the girls were quite put out. And I continued this each time, putting in my order on a Monday and collecting on a Thursday evening before bringing it into work. Disaster though, lads. My boss approached me last week. She said she's a terrible baker, but her kids are mad into it because they've been watching Junior Bake Off every week after school. Would I call over some Saturday morning and do some baking with them? My heart sank, but what could I say other than, yeah, we could try and arrange something. She's going to ask again, what do I do here? Keep making excuses about Saturday plans, tell her the truth, or just style it out and impress the kids with my burnt ice buns. Please help me.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
You've dug yourself a hole and then you've dug it even deeper.
Yeah.
Like, okay, go.
I don't know where to start here. I mean, look, it's the charity bake thing. I mean, it actually doesn't sound like a nice environment in there that everyone is rating them and commenting on them and this is good and that's bad and all that. Like, it's too much pressure.
No,
it's not
really
like that
nasty.
Here. Like, when you brought in your Rice Krispie buns.
Now, I know what you're going to say. And not, okay, Rice Krispie buns aren't necessarily like, oh, culinary delights or whatever. But I tell you, they fly. They're the first thing gone.
Really?
Because
it's been a long time since you brought in Rice Krispie buns. Can I just say you were all over the Rice Krispie buns in the early days when you were trying to impress and then you got comfortable.
That's not true. I'm sure I did them last year at some point. Anyway, I'll do them again for you. My point is that, like, sometimes simplicity is key.
Okay.
And that's what I go for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think with this, firstly, I agree with what you're saying. It's awful that you're in that environment where you would feel uncomfortable.
Like
or
the girl wincing at her ice bun.
Like, absolute cheek. I'd do that in private. Mm. Like, I'm not great with home baked goods anyway. But
okay.
Like, I think...
she's very reluctant to eat other people's bakes.
But I think if you're in that the kind of office where you feel like you're being... intimidated or put down, that's not a healthy...
It sounds like some of these girls are treating it like an episode of Great British Bake Off every week.
Yeah, but it sounds like mean girls to me. This is ridiculous. You're all grown-ups and like, it's not your fault that you're not somebody that can appear on MasterChef or Bake Off.
But we are where we are, Show. She's led a merry lie now for months.
Okay, and I have been in this situation where I may or may not have passed off something.
No way.
Yeah, it was a few years ago and I joined I joined a mother's group and they were going for, they were having a dinner party. Oh God, please let none of them be listening. So I bought a brownie bake tray from a nice shop and I might have decorated myself and passed it off as my own and they did ask for the recipe and I just never went back to the group.
Okay, mother's group gone.
Yeah.
Out the door.
What I would say to you here is, right, I wouldn't be, kids won't like tiramisu anyway, so I think that's going to get you off the hook in that regard. I don't think tiramisu is particularly...
Yeah, but I don't
like
think she's done tiramisu every month.
No, but
she hasn't said what she ordered the other months.
I think you can brazen this out with the boss's kids because I think you can hand this over to them. I think it's really easy to
this
make...
This is
like
all
a,
about you, kids. I'm just going to steer you.
And if they're burnt and it goes horribly
not
wrong...
Not your issue.
Not your fault. And then what you do is you go, do you know what? We made an amazing attempt at first time. I'll come back in another few weeks. We'll see how we get on. You practice in the meantime. I would completely throw this back on them. Actually, like, I can't cook. I've baked 2 cakes in the last few months and they've turned out really nice and edible. Honestly, you can do this. You can fake it. And you can... Yeah, you can fake it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'd just keep making excuses on Saturday.
This is the boss though.
I know, but I've got family this Saturday and I've got the tennis tournament the following Saturday and I've got to go to Dublin the following Saturday. I'd make excuses. But what would you do in this situation?
Got something to say? Text or voice notice right now on WhatsApp 085 1029 103.
Beat Breakfast.
How could she get out of this? Now, Now, it seems the two words, the solution to everything, according to 80% of our texts this morning, Betty Crocker.
Yeah, Betty Crocker is a popular lady.
Yeah,
yeah, she's got a packet and you just mix and you
mix and go.
Whip it in the oven and you're good to go.
Claire, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
What's your take on this?
Well, I'd asked a friend for the basics.
Okay.
Seeing as she was getting the cakes off her friends.
Yeah.
And then I'd make a few cupcakes. You can't go wrong with cupcakes.
Yeah.
It's not cupcakes.
Yeah.
Could you go wrong with cupcakes, Joe? Could you go wrong?
The Rice Krispie cakes as well.
Yeah, no, I think she'd have to go a slight step up from the Rice Krispies. I agree with you on the cupcakes because I think the trick about the cupcakes is it's all in the decoration and you can hide a lot, you know. So you can put a load of icing, put a load of Smarties, put a load of sprinkles, like, you know, pick your toppings.
You can't burn Rice Krispie cakes, really, can you?
Well,
have you met Joe?
I mean, it did happen me once or twice with the chocolate, but I just made a new batch, and I'm sure it's happened to everybody listening this morning.
Can you bake yourself, Claire?
Yeah, I'm fairly all right now.
Oh, deadly. And but what's your specialty?
I don't have a specialty.
What's your favourite thing to bake?
Well, mine would be kind of dinners.
Okay.
But I would like try anything. In bacon.
Anything.
I'd give it a go.
Fair play.
Good woman.
Listen, thanks
fair
so much play. For chatting to us this morning. You have a
thanks,
good day.
Claire.
Let me read a couple of the other thoughts and comments coming in on this. Finlay says, get a friend to show her something really nice and simple. That's kind of what Claire was suggesting. And agree with show. Let the kids have fun with it. Shannon says, for the dilemma, I would genuinely admit it to the boss just because this will escalate even more for her because then other people will start asking her to bake for them. Don't put a hassle on herself. This is very funny. And I once came second in a brown bread competition. I didn't bake it. My name was put on it as the person didn't want to pay to enter. I knew nothing about it. I got called. It was a very near miss. Imagine if they asked me the recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Genie Mac. Justin, Google a good brownie recipe. You can't go wrong with brownies. If undercooked, you say, oh, that's meant to be gooey. And if it's overcooked, you say, oh, I like it a bit firmer. And I thought you would too.
I like that.
Good
brazen
stuff. Sarah, I kind of agree with this point. I think the girl being asked to conduct kids' baking classes in her boss's home has every right just to say no. It's kind of crossing the work relationship boundaries. You're my boss and I don't feel comfortable about that. Like, you could
kind of,
a nice way say that. I don't want to go to my boss's house on a Saturday morning.
No, but that's not the reason why she doesn't want to go. She hasn't made out that she doesn't get on with her boss. You know, I think that's a little bit unfair. Like, it depends on the relationship, you know?
Okay, a couple of quick voice notes then on this. Holly was on to us this morning.
Hi guys, just listening to your daily dilemma. A good thing that she could practice at home to try and do is a no-bake cheesecake. Oh. So the kids love to batter the biscuits and then to make the filling, they get to pick a filling of their choice, like Smarties or something. They get to bash them up and add them in, and then you can decorate it with a spray cream. Happy days.
Yeah, there you go. That's how easy it is to make a cheesecake.
I just don't know how do you make the cheesecake? Well, you could just send me another voice note with the actual, how do you, no, because I want to make that. Like, I like the idea of battering the biscuits and the Smarties. I just want to know how to make the cheese filling. Come back to me on that now.
Okay, we have a few more to get to. Let's take one last thought on the dilemma, the confession box this morning. Jenna was on to us.
Good morning, B. Shauna, I make a cracking Rice Krispie bun as well. You get a snap crack. So basically, I think this girl should definitely do this. She should definitely say to her boss, here, how about you drop the kids off at my house? Because it'll save me bringing over all the ingredients. You know, it'll save me bringing my expensive equipment with me that I use for when I'm baking. And then that way, if you're making the buns in the house or whatever, if the children burn them, the children made them, so she's none the wiser. I think that's exactly what she needs to do, is say, look, I don't really feel comfortable, you know, maybe coming over, but look, drop the kids off at my house any weekend. Now, there you go.
Thank you for that, Jenna.
Have a good day, guys.
You
thanks,
too.
Jenna.
You too.
But then she'd come into your kitchen and realise you don't have all the utensils.
No utensils.